So how did you get into clowning?
I got into clowning by standing in when a clown wasn't able to make it to my best friend's daughter's first birthday. And so I decided, hey, I can pull something together and I'll do it. And that was pretty successful. And I put it up and boxed it up. And then after I boxed it up, I was asked to bring that particular character out 10 years later. And really, it was really Juneteenth, Oregon, that really got me really pushed through. And so I was asked by my aunt to help out to be in the parade. And that's when 2011 really kicked me off of the real Nikki Brown clown.
That's awesome. What does it involve?
Being a clown?
Yeah.
It's Nikki Brown clown. She's a conscious clown, unique. She's culturally creative. So really it's a little bit of activism and community involvement that goes into being this particular clown character. You know, she is involved in the community in ways, meaning that she's at the school, she's in the hood, she's at church events. I mean, she's Nikki Brown clown, you know, basically at every function like a community member. So it really involves being involved behind the scenes. It involves me being involved when I'm not in makeup and involved when I'm having the makeup. So there's a lot of behind the makeup stuff going on, if that makes any sense.
So is that what made you become a clown full time?
Yes, because basically I consider myself an activist and a community leader. And basically the clown suit was just a big title to blanket everything that I was doing. And it made it where it was able to make it fair seeming for everyone to participate. Because, of course, the clown has no economic status, no racial. It's just all equal. So that's what made me get excited about doing that.
Okay. What did you do before?
Before, I was an outreach coordinator for Multnomah County. And I spent a lot of time doing similar things to what the clown was doing. But I spent time in the community and doing outreach, letting folks know about some resources in the community, such as free lunch in the park and free places to get your taxes done. And so I was that lady. And then also I spent a little bit of time while I was in Multnomah County working at Aging and Disability Office. And I was a front desk clerk issuing food stamps cards. Well, not issuing them, but replacements and whatnot. So
okay. So you spend a lot of time teaching young children, too?
I do. I really spend a lot of time focusing on literacy and the importance of literacy. Last year alone, I dedicated 1 hour every Tuesday at a local coffee shop called Happy Cup, where I gave away 1 hour story time to early childhood centers. So between 15 to 52 children would come every week to hear a story and dance and also an arts and crafts project. And also, I also had an awesome partnership with my partner, BPI, Black Parent Initiative, under the leadership of Charles McGee. And they were able to help fund me being able to come out, the clown, to come out to their families, learning with love. So it was a Black Family Night where they promoted literacy in Portland Public Schools. And so that was an awesome way for me to continue to promote literacy.
So I heard you recently moved away from Portland. Why is that?
Oh, my goodness. I was so in love. I'm crazy in love. Yes. I mean, what can a girl say? I was nabbed up last summer during Sunday's Parkways. A handsome man saw me as a clown, and he said he saw right through that makeup. But he came over and took a picture with me and asked Nick Brown Clown could he get a picture, and he posted it up. I found my date. And crazy enough, we had one single mutual friend, a past coworker from Multnomah County, posted and said, hey, I know her, that's Nikki. And there it was. We ended up getting connected and I fell in love, and he was a Portlander, and he was able to take another job in California, and I went with him. That came with it. So I got married recently, got engaged the first of the year and got married March 11th. So I moved up. But you know what? I love Portland so much. I love you guys so much. Even though I relocated back in February and March after I got married, to get married. I dedicated 3 weeks of the summer to come back and do Good in the Hood. I did the Good in the Hood event. I did the Juneteenth. I did several birthday parties, block parties, anniversaries, and did a few Road Festival events.
That's great. So when you found out, you know, your old friends in Northeast Portland were dedicating a mural in your honor, what did you think?
Well, honestly, to take it back, actually, before they started to do the mural, they actually had an idea. Diane Freeney, who's my neighbor, I lived on 13th and Emerson. She was building a house at the time on 10th and Emerson, and her and the neighbor, she was considered the new neighbor. The older neighbor said, hey, have you heard about the clown? And they were conspiring, trying to figure out how to dedicate a mini library in front of her house. And actually, they were working on that part before they did the mural. So the builders were building the garbage can containers. Not the containers, but the kind of the hideaways, I guess that's how they do them in the new development. So she said, oh, the garbage cans don't need homes. They live around back. We'll make that a library. Well, she wanted a theme. And once she got introduced to me and found out what I was doing in the community and how important it was, she decided not only to dedicate that mini library to me, to the Dickie Brown Clown literacy movement, she decided to hire a muralist and paint on the retaining wall and have a reading literacy mural like a parade. And so I really honestly broke down in tears because I was humbled, because that means that it's bigger than just 1 hour of reading time with the children. Now they can come and the legacy will continue to live on.
What's in the mural?
The mural is actually, it's myself, Nick Brown Clown, and then I have had a chance to either handpick children who've made an impact or been involved, children from the neighborhood. So it's all children. And it's a children's parade because I'm known for being in parades. And it's the Nicky Brown Clown Super Reading Parade. So it's a parade of children. There's children doing somersaults. They're playing instruments. There's few animals. I believe the animal that's jumping through a hula hoop in front of me on the mural is the homeowners, Diane Freeney, the dog, Daphne. And my granddaughter is on the mural. She won't be part of the parade, but there's a small patch for my family. So there'll be my granddaughter and my second cousin will be forever embedded in there. And so my granddaughter, Melody, will be over there picking. She won't be standing up. She'll be kneeling down picking flowers because, after all, she's not a Nicky Brown Clown fan. She's I'm grandma.
Did some of the children get involved with the painting of it?
Absolutely. So we have Robin, who's a muralist, and she's done some really cool work that you've probably already seen. She did the mural, the African-American Women of Portland mural down off the interstate, and she's also did the one on the bicycling recycling center. Is it a recycling center? What's the bicycle?
I think the bicycle one?
Bike center on Alberta, I think.
Oh, okay.
That one. Yeah, she did that one on the side of the bike building. And beautiful. So what she did is she's, and maybe a couple, two other artists worked with it, but she invited anybody who could hold a paintbrush. I've even did a little bit. So everyone was involved, you know, people from the neighborhood, people from Nicky Brown Clown fans from all over. Sometimes people would just be walking by and say, what's going on? We would tell them and they would stop what they were doing and, you know, pick up a paintbrush and start painting. So it's still in progress. So you guys are more than welcome to stop over at 1006 Northeast Emerson Street.
Okay. So what is your hope for Northeast Portland families?
My hope for Northeast Portland families is to be able to use literacy as a way to bridge the gap between multi-generational, ethnic group, and all, just bridge the line, and to come together and create a space where everyone can come together to not only work, play, and worship together, but just also just be able to just get along. And I think that the most empowering thing is being able to read, because that's just a fundamental.
That is very true. Is there anything else about your work or Northeast Portland families that I haven't asked yet?
I just wanted to just to give a shout out to Diane Freeney, because I wanted to tell a little bit more, just a quick, where the mural is. I look forward to, it's not only her personal house, but she also has in the front, it's actually a duplex. She lives in the back, but the front part is also an open art gallery. And so I'm hoping that, Diane, I was really impressed the fact that when she moved into Northeast Portland, that she opened up her home literally and physically. And so I hope that people continue to look up the Emerson House Art Gallery and use that as a community space to come together regardless of their age and race and background and whatever. So to me, that's the Nikki Brown Clown way, and that's what I kind of wanted to have. And so through books and arts, and so if they were looking a place to continue to look for the Emerson House to offer. So on the outside doors of the Nikki Brown Clown Library, there will be posted events that will be open to the community, and hopefully they'll be free.
All right. Well, thank you for talking.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys checking in with me. And I'm super excited that we're going to have radio personality Reggae Bob come out on Saturday for the Nikki Brown Clown Block Party from 11 to 2. So he'll be spinning some records for us.
Nice. Well, I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great one. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, for sure. For KBOO News, I'm Jamani Ward-Lewis.